Good morning. The month of January continues, and the song was very much about Baba walking as an angel, meeting us, giving us drishti, giving us toli. So we continue to take Baba's blessings, especially for this month. We get blessings the whole year, but special ones during January. And I was also thinking that Ramesh Pai must have decided to leave during the month of January. He was waiting for the ceremonies of 18th January to be over before flying away. So a little bit more about that later. But firstly, just a few thoughts about today's Murali. Baba has very much focused on Baba's children from abroad. It's a very lovely Murali from 82, January 82, just a few days before the 18th, the 16th Murali. And Baba has mentioned a very specific relationship that he enjoys with the double foreigners, and we also enjoy, and that is a friend being closer than many relatives. You don't choose your family, you're born into them by karma, but you can choose your friends. And definitely Baba selected us as his friend. Baba's reminded us of that. Maybe we were lost in our own world, and maybe we did a little bit of bhakti here and there, but yet still, that intensity of search that used to exist maybe a few births ago, I think for most of us here, it didn't exist in the 83rd birth, did it? Probably not. Quite happy in the world in which we were. But Baba came searching for us, and Baba became our friend. So that whatever is in our hearts, Baba could hear that and respond to it and fulfill our needs. And so a very beautiful reminder of that relationship. But the whole Murali has focused on inspiring Baba's children to move forward in speed in their own efforts, and through the speed of their own efforts to move forward in the speed of establishment of the new world, and the power of silence. The power of science can bring about transformation within seconds, but the power of silence, and Baba's given an example. What does your drishti do? Is your drishti able to inspire change in others within seconds? Just as their task is to destroy within seconds, Baba's children's task is to establish the new world within seconds, just with drishti. And of course, Brahma Baba has been the amazing example of the power of drishti. And on the 18th of January, you've heard my experience of Baba's drishti many times, but I was hearing the experience of Baba's drishti from Baba's children who only met Avyakt Bhaktada. But yet Baba's drishti has done amazing things for them through the supple form, and not even Sakar, Avyakt and Sakar as Dadi Gulzar, but just through Baba's drishti, through being in Baba's room, having Baba in front of them, taking drishti from Brahma Baba. So Baba's drishti demonstrates what's possible. And then the question, am I able to come anywhere close to that and do even a fraction of what Baba has done? And the way to be able to achieve it, Baba's again picked up on two words. You have to be knowledgeful and powerful. And so knowledgeful I hear the Murali, and of course that's a foundation. If I didn't hear the Murali, how could I go any further? But what do I do with the Murali after having heard it? Is it that the Murali stays in my notebook or on my device? Or is it that I carry the Murali in my heart and also in my head? I need to be able to do both. There will be things from the Murali that will touch my heart, that will move my heart as soon as I hear Baba speak. But also there will be things that will make my head begin to sink more deeply. And both things are essential. My heart needs to be moved so that then I'm motivated to do something. But also, I know from my experience, if I haven't understood something properly, it's difficult to apply it or follow it through, or even to believe it. How can I believe something if I don't fully understand it? And I think that's why most of us came to Baba, because Baba didn't just say, believe me. Baba first said, I'm sharing knowledge with you. Understand it. Judge for yourself this way or this way. And then accept whatever it is you understand. And then belief comes after that. And then if my faith is founded on that, it's going to be helpful. Otherwise, I believe this today, I believe that tomorrow. My beliefs can change with the opinions of others. But if my faith is based on understanding, my head has been involved, I've thought about it with my intellect, then it's going to stay. And on the basis of that, then yes, I'll be able to both things, head and heart, both together, my understanding and my passion, my motivation. Then I'm going to be able to bring about transformation in my life. And what is powerful about Baba's work is the transformation. Power comes from yoga, but the purpose of yoga at this moment, twofold. The transformation for myself, first and foremost, and the proof that unsettling the accounts of the past and the sins of the past are being cleared through the transformation of my sanskars, my nature. It's a word that people often say, my nature is like that. And so they think that it's an excuse, a good excuse, and it's okay if I say it's my nature, never mind. But no, the purpose of Raj Yoga is to be able to create my divine nature once again. And there are so many people out there who are talking about self-help and personal development and so on and so on. But we're not seeing evidence, we're not seeing proof of transformation so much. And that's because they don't know how to connect with God and draw power from God. And of course, they don't have the clarity of understanding that Baba has given us. And so knowledge of soul, knowledge of God, knowledge of time, all of these factors are helpful for me in terms of my transformation. And if there's a little bit of a question mark about any of these factors, then that question prevents me from being able to transform. And maybe I've been hearing Baba's Muralis, and so in a way I'm accustomed to hearing these things, and I've stopped thinking deeply about these things, and so it's no longer having an impact in terms of propelling me in my transformation. That's another thing that happens in Brahman life. We accept Gyan, we believe in Gyan, but then the speed with which transformation happened within the first year or even the first few years, that speed somewhat changes. And so then it's a little bit slow, a little bit slow. But if we continued to think deeply about Baba's Murali every day, then I think that with the power of that deeper and deeper understanding, and keeping that passion alive in my heart, that I found the tools, I found the key to be able to transform, then I'm going to be able to increase the speed of my transformation in the way that I would like to and in the way that Baba wants me to. And so both these things going together, the knowledge, the depth of that, the passion of that, but also my yoga. Baba's mentioned service through yoga in a different way later in the slogan, but essentially through yoga power, the change in sanskars, and even the change in my thinking. Okay, so anger comes and I've been able to manage it so that it's not exploding anymore, but it's still creating irritation, it's still creating a disturbance. And so that atmosphere, that vibration, my face, my eyes, my physical behavior, my body language, all of it is indicating that there's still things going on there that are being put under cover. But when I'm no longer battling with my thoughts, but truly, within a moment, whatever goes on, I'm able to see it with a third eye, with Baba's perspective, then I know that there's been a shift and a change in my thinking, in my nature, in my attitude, and in my drishti, my vision. And this is what people will be looking at. Okay, I say I'm on this path, and this path is special, but what's the proof that this path is special? The closest people are the ones who know me the most. They've known my nature for 20 years, 40 years, 60 years, however long it is they've lived with me. Are they able to see that transformation today? And when they give me a certificate, yes, I know that there'll be an impact on others too. And even if they don't want to follow this, but the fact that they're seeing positive transformation is huge service, and they'll support the path that I'm on. They won't create any obstacles or disturbances, and so they'll let me move forward in a very natural and easy way so that I can go fast in the way that I want to. And so Baba's mentioned all the four subjects, because being powerful is, yes, yoga. The only way to develop inner power is through yoga, but the power of dharana is what is visible. The power of yoga is not visible. I don't know how much yoga you're having, and even if something is visible, and you know what I mean, even if a few signs are visible that you're in another world and not in Baba's world in yoga, but other things, you're sitting there quietly, no external movement, everything is silent and still. So what's going on inside? Is it that your mind is very engaged with other things? Or is it really that you're having yoga with God? Or is your mind just still busy, busy? So the proof of yoga is my dharana. My dharana is not invisible. My dharana is very visible. And within the dharana in particular, two things that are very visible. Humility. The signs of ego are very, very visible. But also purity. And purity in a sense of really, really clean inside. And with that goodness and good wishes for everyone. And so these two things will be very visible, the humility and the purity. And these are the things that will touch others and bring them closer to Baba also. So Baba's Murali today, focusing very much on inspiring the group that's there. Seems to be double foreigners from all the different lands. Baba's mentioned so many different lands by name, and it was amazing because Baba working through the brain, the intellect of Dadi Gulzar. So all the different countries have been mentioned specifically. I won't give you the detail, but it's really beautiful. And I mean, pre-Gyan, Dadi was how old? 8? 7? 8? And then 9 years old when she came to the satsang when she was 7 and then started the boarding school. But then it was 9 years when she actually surrendered with her mother. And she says how when Baba used to tell us, you're going to become world benefactors, we hadn't even seen a map of the world. And today, of course, nobody would challenge it. Of course, these souls are world benefactors. They have literally served every corner of the world. And so, in the 80s, how come Dadi knew all these different countries and people and places? And it's very interesting to note all that. So, the Murali, as usual, powerful and inspiring. But also, I just want to share just a tiny bit about Ramesh Bhai. Many of you receive lots of messages from Madhuban, so I know that you've been receiving lots and lots of photographs and so on. And I was able to get through to Dadi this morning. Not always easy nowadays, but she was having a conversation with 8 people from abroad. Some from London, some from other places. Bhavan Bhai, Sanjay, Neville, who else? Sonia from Denmark. These people have gone from this region. Monica from Italy was there already. And then there's another sister from the Philippines who was there. So Hansa said there's 8 people here who are sitting with Dadi. And Dadi was sharing Ramesh Bhai's stories. Because, of course, she saw him from before he took birth as a Brahmin, as Baba's cooperative child, then Sayogi, the cooperative one became the yogi. And so she actually witnessed that transition. So she's got 1,000 stories about Ramesh Bhai. So she was sharing stories. And I said to Hansa, before I spoke to Dadi, is Dadi just a tiny bit sad that a pillar of the yagya has gone? And, you know, when your peers go, that's one thing. But those who are younger than you, they start to fly off, and you've been the one who's brought them up and nurtured them and see them grow up. What's the feeling that he has? What do you think? That is intoxicated and high. Nothing can touch Dadi's intoxication. So, of course, she was going to see Ramesh Bhai every single evening class, and that finishes in Madhuban now with Dadi, 8:15, and then she would go to the trauma hospital, and she would meet him, give him drishti, and of course, so she saw the chariot gradually decline. But Hansa said, It's okay, Daddy's fine, you don't have to think about it. And actually speaking to Dadi, Dadi was just lost in Baba's stories and Ramesh Bhai's stories. And so her spirit is so high that nothing can bring it down. And I think that some other people might have the question about why and how and what and the yagya and the future. But not Dadi. She's seen so many things happen, come and go and up and down, and the yagya continues. Baba's task of establishment continues. Nothing slows it down. If anything, if powerful souls are being called to the subtle region, what's that telling you? If powerful souls from here are making the transition from here to there, Baba's populating the world of angels more and more. So Again, it's a very powerful signal for time. And so what is it that I learned from Ramesh Bhai? So often we hear in the Murali, following in the footsteps of Brahma Baba. And I think he is a soul who literally did that. And so Baba gave him a guarantee that you're one of the jewels of the rosary of 108. And he gave him this guarantee in 1967. And at that time said, you can still move forward and move further ahead. And so between 67 and 2017 is many decades. And of course the service continued to move forward and move ahead. And there's yoga and everything else. So the first step, the surrender. And I'm picking up on that because people don't always understand what it means to surrender. Ramesh Bhai would go to Baba and say, Baba, and it happened right from the beginning through till the end, would say to Baba, Baba, can I just pack away my business and come and stay in the center? And Baba's reply would be, no child, stay in your home, in the family. And he had a Laukik partner, a mother, a sister that he was living with. No, stay in the family and just be obedient. Surrender is obedience to God's instructions for me. Surrender isn't putting on white kurtas. Surrender isn't coming and living in a particular place. Surrender is my obedience to Baba and my adherence to Srimad. And so he demonstrated this beautifully. It would have been so easy for him to just pack it in and come and stay. But no, he followed Baba's instruction. And I know there are many challenges of living in a center, ask me. But I still understand completely when Baba says, living at home with a family is challenging, but that's how you become the lotus flower. You're staying in the stagnant water all around you, but your life is the symbol of the lotus, the one that's untouched by the water around you. And as his business continued to flourish and grow, it became more complex. And he said to Baba, Baba, what can I do? Because this is taking more and more of my time. And Baba said to him, as you become more and more yogyukt, there will be people who will help you with honesty. And this is exactly what happened. One right hand, two right hands, and they were created, they became Brahmins, and they continued the business and let him be free to a great extent so that he'd be able to go away for 2 months when he was traveling abroad. Early days, he was away for 2 months at a time. Then later the span became shorter and shorter because of health, but not because of Laukik work. And so, a very powerful indication of being yogyukt. The circumstances that I find myself in allow me to do Baba's service without any restrictions. So it's never that it's either surrender or service. But when it's surrender of the intellect, yes, that's what it requires, not physical surrender. But when the intellect is surrendered, wherever it is I am, if I'm yogyukt, then circumstances will support my journey in becoming Baba's instrument and allowing me to use my time and all my resources for Baba's service. And definitely, Baba gave him 3 thoughts about why he should continue with everything. Baba said, that's the way in which you'll be an example for others. so that family, friends, colleagues, everyone can see that it's possible to be a Rajyogi living in the world. Secondly, the people that you're going to be in touch with, they're the people who are going to be inspired to come closer to Baba and support you. And so whether they become cooperative in some way or another, or whether they actually become yogis, but whatever their destiny is, but the people you touch through the work that you're doing and the colleagues you're in contact with, they'll be able to support Baba's work. And thirdly, yes, Baba's work needs resources, including finance. And so, yes, the money you earn isn't going to be used just to settle your responsibilities and your karma, but it's going to be used for God's work. And that's going to be bringing you many, many blessings. And so, really a very, very powerful example for everyone, right till the very end. Stay in the family, continue with your business, and yet still do Baba's service. And so that was one way in which I practically saw his life of surrender to Baba through his obedience to Baba. A trustee, really. All that he had and all that he knew from his Lokic life, he used for Baba's work. His experiences of the world out there, yes, you know from his lectures that he's a very deep thinker, very profound, and he used all that understanding for Baba. But everything, and he was a great philosopher, had studied many, many things, and so used all that knowledge then to apply it in terms of Baba's knowledge and spirituality and how everything works. But then the other thing that he did, all the experiences he had had with his guru of being able to share those teachings, the teachings of the scriptures, with people out there, going into the villages, talking to people, creating exhibitions and putting them around. So his guru was not just somebody who sat in a corner and gave gyan, but was one who was very active in serving India. And so, again, he used all that to do Baba's service. And so he became the one who was the creator of the exhibitions, he became the one who established the trust, he became the one who first recorded music and songs and used drama, culture, to use that as a platform to share Baba's knowledge. And so you can see how all those things brought him to the point of creating Godlywood Studio, because that background was a very rich one. The first dramas, the dance dramas that were performed in Madhuban, was his idea. And so many, many firsts. And of course, I saw one of the photographs that they are circulating of the first delegation leaving Bombay to come to London. And my goodness, they all look so young. They were young, of course. That's many, many years ago. But you see Dr. Nirmala, and she looks like just a tiny little girl. And of course, now she's in her 80s. But Ramesh Pai also very young. So all of them very young, carrying Baba's message to the world. So the first in many, 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 many different areas, establishing the London Trust, all sorts of things. So the list of first for Ramesh Pai is a very long one. And I'm sure somebody somewhere is going to compile it and see how long that list is. I'm just giving you a tiny flavor. But until the end, his total honesty with the Yajna, and his loyalty to the Yajna, his concern for the Yajna. And he was the one who would, when Ramesh Pai would come, everybody would leave the room to let them be alone together, Dadi and Ramesh Pai. This is right until October last year, and he was not well, but he would still come to be with Dadi, to share with her his understanding of whatever is going on in the Yagya, and to find ways to deal with whatever is going on. And so, if you want to be one of the beads of the Rosary of Victory, Brahma Baba, of course, but Brahma Baba is number one. And so sometimes Brahma Baba feels a tiny bit out of reach. And for the sisters, many examples of the daddies. And then the brothers say, oh, but that's, you know, for sisters, we have to do this, 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 and this. Ramesh Bhai is an amazing, amazing example. And so yes, keep Brahma Baba in front of you for sure. But also, the powerful example of Jagdish Bhai's surrender was amazing. Absolutely different. Ramesh Bhai's surrender, different, but very powerful and inspirational for, I think, everyone sitting here. And so, when you hear these stories, read these stories, I think you'll find a lot of benefit. And so just keeping in mind that it's not just one of the yogi souls who's left for the subtle region, but it's actually one of the pillars of the Yagya, where you saw that every time Avyakt Baba came, it would be the four brothers who would meet Baba. And now it was the three brothers, and it had already become the two brothers meeting Baba. So really a pillar of the Yagya. So what we thought is that tonight, from 7 to 8, we would have special meditation again. The cremation is actually going to happen around 10:30 London time. So that's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I think they've waited to let people from all over India and abroad arrive. And so that'll be this morning, India time afternoon. And so this evening, 7 to 8 yoga. And then after that, who has special memories of Ramesh Bhai that have emerged in their hearts and minds? No one? One, two. Sisters? You didn't have any interaction with Ramesh Bhai? Who had any interaction with him? One. Two. Three. Oh, I'm surprised. Four. Five. Okay, a few brothers and a few sisters, but I also know that many of the residents in Baba's house, they had very special connection. So it'll be open, and so I know that Maureen and Yamini Ben, they'll share, but those who would like to share something, and I'm sure that through the day, memories will emerge. So if you'd like to share something, so we thought that we'd have that this evening. So you're invited for yoga and then a sharing of experiences so that we take all those inspirations from these powerful pillars. Om Shanti. Some of you know Kim, little Kim from Covent Garden. Her mother's been unwell. She had a fall and operation, and so at this age, can you imagine operations? She's pretty advanced, but she's been a yogi for many, many years before Kim, actually Pat. And I know that many of the wise women are here. She was part of that group very much. So she's recovered. She's recovered well, but still on the journey. And so powerful thoughts and good wishes for her. Patrick from Ireland, he used to come to Baba's house and carry his stick. So again, he is in his last period before flying off. So that's another one. Sister Yashbala, she had an operation lasting 5 hours. So again, time for recovery, but so many souls who need Baba's special Sakash. I've mentioned a few, you might know many others. So don't remember each one, one by one by one by one. Just let Baba's light and Sakash reach all of them. Om Shanti. He would have been around 21, 22. He'd just qualified as a chartered accountant and had just begun to support his mother as a young man. And so he was helping her with her jnana and yoga and was so inspired by the transformation in her life from being a widow who was crying and sad to a woman who was sparkling with happiness. And so her transformation at that moment inspired him to come to Baba. So, yeah, around that time, 55, 56, something like that. Om Shanti.